我今天早晨呢，有一个负担，那么和弟兄姊妹们来交通关于交通的事。
This morning, I have a specific burden, and that is to fellowship with you regarding the topic of fellowship.
因为过去我们都知道，每一个第三个主日我们有交通的聚会。
As many of you are familiar, with our third Sundays, we have a fellowship Sunday.
我不知道为什么有很多弟兄姊妹们，非常畏惧这个交通聚会。
I don't know why many brothers and sisters fear coming to this meeting.
我想这不是一个光是一个交通聚会交通的问题。
This is not only an issue of just fellowship.
说明呢，我们在生活中呢。与主之间的交通不够。
But this also speaks to the fact that we are lacking in our fellowship, daily fellowship with our Lord.
也许我们对于交通的这个意义和它的重要性啊，我们还是不够认识的透彻。
Perhaps we are not, we don't have a full understanding of what fellowship really is.
所以今天早晨我希望呢，能借着圣经，借着主的话，能把这件事情能够把它说得很清楚。
So I hope that this morning, through the Word of God, we can look at this topic of fellowship together.
当我们从圣经里面明白这件事情的时候，我们就知道交通是何等重要的一件事情。
And if we can understand from the Word of God what fellowship is, we will realize just how important it is.
这是神给我们一个极大的福气。
This is a real blessing that God has given to us.
好，我想开头的时候，我们请弟兄姊妹一同来读一些主的话。
And I think before we begin, I'd like to start with some scripture.
我们首先呢，要把约翰一书第一章整章读一下。
And we're going to read the entire chapter of 1 John chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章。
1 John chapter
1. 我先读第一节和第二节。
I'll first read verses 1 and 2.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的，这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。
What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have beheld with our hands handled concerning the word of life. And the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us.
第三节和第四节。
Verses 3 and 4.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的，我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
What we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, that you also may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ. And these things we write so that our joy may be made complete.
第五节到第七节。
Verses 5 through 7.
神就是光，在他毫无黑暗，这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。我们若说是与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
And this is the message we have heard from him and announce to you that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him, and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he himself is the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from all sin.
第八节到十节。
And 8 through 10.
我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。我们若说自己没有犯过罪，便是以神为说谎的，他的道也不在我们心里了。
If we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us.
使徒行传第二章
Acts chapter 2
42
verse 42
都恒心遵守使徒的教训彼此交接拨饼祈祷
And they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teachings and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer.
我们从圣经里面很清楚地看见
From the Bible, we can clearly see
在神所创造的整个万有的里面
that in all of God's creation,
只有人蒙到一个大的福气
only man has gained this privilege,
就是神要以人作为他交通的对象
is that man is to be the recipient of God's fellowship.
我们知道这是神给人的一个特权
And this is a privilege that God has given to us.
连天使也没有这个福分。
Even angels do not have this blessing.
在约翰一书里面告诉我们那里有一个交通。
In 1 John, it tells us that there is this fellowship.
这个交通啊，是在神格里面的交通。
And this fellowship is within the
Godhead.
The Godhead.
这里面是父子圣灵之间的一个交通。
This fellowship is one of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
那么这个是一个封闭的交通。
And this fellowship is enclosed.
任何的造物都不能进入的。
None of creation can take part in this fellowship.
但是神愿意把这个大的福气给他所创造的人类。
But God has decided to bless the creation of man with this fellowship.
这是今天我们作为人神所给我们的一个最大的福气。
And this to man, to us today, is such a blessing.
唯独人可以进入这个封闭的交通。
That only man can enter into this fellowship.
那么什么意思什么交通是什么意思呢
Now what is the meaning of fellowship?
交通的意思呢他就说了他要把我们抬高到一个与他平等的地位上，让我们来分享他的一切福分。
Fellowship simply means he wants to raise us to a common ground so that he can speak the things of his heart to us.
所以在英文里面就讲到，这是一个 sharing in common， 就是在一个平等的地位上面，神来把他的福气分享给我们。
And in the English, it describes it as a common sharing ground.
所以你就知道这个交通这个意义是多么的重大多么宝贵。
So we know how precious this fellowship is.
我们都知道神有一个荣耀的计划。
We all know that God has a glorious plan.
那么他这个计划是要借着人来成全的。
And he wants to accomplish this glorious plan through man.
所以神的仇敌魔鬼已经知道这件事情。
Even Satan and his dark angels know this plan.
所以魔鬼要来破坏神的作为。
And Satan wants to destroy God's plan.
而他破坏神的作为的第一步是什么呢？
And his first step in destroying God's plan.
他就断绝神与人之间的交通。
He wants to interfere and stop the fellowship between God and man.
我们知道当亚当夏娃吃了那个分别善恶树的果子
We know that when Adam and Eve ate of the tree of knowledge and good and evil
这个罪就进到人的里面
Sin entered into man
那个所产生的第一个严重的结果就是人的灵死了
And the first severe consequence is that the spirit of man died
当人的灵死的时候人跟神之间的交通就断绝
And when the spirit inside man has died, the communication between man and God has been severed.
所以神破坏神工作的第一步就断绝神与人之间的一个交通。
So Satan's first attack is the attack on the communication between man and God.
神是愿意与人有交通的。
God desires to have fellowship with man.
很可惜啊，亚当夏娃没有听神的话。
It's unfortunate that Adam and Eve did not obey God.
他们吃了那个不应该吃的果子。
They ate the fruit which they should not have eaten.
带下严重的后果。
And they suffered the consequences.
他们就跟神之间的交通断绝。
And the fellowship between God and man was stopped.
所以我们知道，当神把他们赶出伊甸园以后
，And when they were kicked out of the Garden of Eden,
虽然夏亚当活得很久，活了九百多岁
，Even though Adam lived for many years, 900 some years,
他就再也没有听见神的话。
He never again heard the voice of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这对我们是重要的提醒。
And brothers and sisters, this is a good reminder to us.
如果你不喜欢听神的话
，If you don't like listening to the word of God,
神如果不对我们说话
，If God does not speak to us,
那就是我们极大的祸患。
Then that is a huge It's a big tragedy for us.
所以弟兄姊妹们。跟神之间的交通是非常宝贵的一件事情。
So the fellowship that we have with God is such a precious thing.
但是感谢神啊。
We thank God.
神非常爱他所创造的人。
He truly loves those that he created.
虽然撒旦做了个破坏的工作。
Even though Satan did this work of destruction.
但是神没有丢弃。
But God did not let this go.
所以神一直在寻找恢复这个交通的路。
But God was constantly finding a way of recovering this fellowship.
但是在旧约的时代里面
But in the Old Testament,
因为人的灵已经死了
Because the spirit in man was already dead.
所以呢，人跟神之间的交通变得非常的困难
The communication between man and God became very difficult.
那么神还是说话
But God was still willing to speak.
这就是希伯来书第一章第一节的话
And these are the words from Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1.
神在古时只能借着什么？借着众先知。
And God could only use the prophets in the Old Testament to
speak 多次多方。
In various ways and various times.
那个意思就是说断断续续的说话。
It means that it's not continuous and there are moments where God would speak.
神愿意把他的心意告诉人。
God desired to share his will with mankind.
没有办法对所有神的百姓说话。
But God could not speak to every child of God.
所以因此这般先知们和神的仆人们他们成了一些特殊的对象。
So the prophets and these servants of God had this special gift.
特别的一种情形。
They had a special situation.
神只能对这些人说话，让这些人再告诉以色列的百姓。
Where God could only communicate with these prophets, and the prophets would then relay that message to the Israelites.
所以我们能感觉到神的心不满足，以色列百姓的心也不满足。
So we know that God's heart was not satisfied with this, and the nation of Israel's heart was not satisfied.
我想关于旧约的这一大段因为今天早晨我们不够时间来讲这个，我只简单提一下。
So we don't have time this morning to go over the whole Old Testament in detail. I'll just quickly sum it up.
经过了这么漫长的几千年
，through these many years of history，
虽然神用了许多不同的方式来对人讲话
，although God used many different ways to speak to man，
虽然很困难。
It was very difficult.
但是神没有放弃。
But God did not despair.
所以神因此差遣他的儿子到地上来完成救恩。
So then God sent his only son into this world to achieve salvation.
所以我们要知道在主的救恩里面呢，所恢复的第一步重要的恢复就是交通。
And in salvation, the first point that he accomplished was that he restored the communication between man and God.
因为我们一得救之后，我们就知道主的恩典一临到我们，我们的灵就活起来了。
Because we know that when we receive the salvation of God, His grace is upon us, and that restores the spirit of God in us.
那么当这个灵一活起来的时候
，And when that spirit inside of us resurrects,
我们立刻跟神之间的交通就接上。
Immediately we have connection with God.
在英国一个神的仆人斯柏克弟兄
In England there was a servant of God by the name of Brother Sparks.
他曾经讲过一个小小的故事
And he gave a short story.
他说呢有一天呢他到一个这个大概是博物馆里面去看见一幅图画
And he said that he went into a museum and he saw a picture.
他看见呢这幅图画上面画的一个士兵他已经死了
And it was a picture of a soldier who had already died
但是呢他两个手呢各抓住一个电线
But the soldier in each hand held an open-ended electrical wire.
他把那个电线接在一起。
And as he connected the wires together,
下面就有一句话说,
and underneath it had a phrase.
接通了。
It said connected.
你懂的意思吗?
Do you understand the meaning?
因为在第一次世界大战的时候,
because in World War I,
那时候还没有无线电,
there was no
wireless.
There's no Wi-Fi or wireless.
yeah, no.那个时候他妈不懂什么叫 WiFi。那么呢，那个时候呢，就是靠这个有线电来打电报。
So they had to rely on the physical wire to allow electricity to transfer.
我们都知道，在战场上，如果这个通讯断绝，这是很可怕的一件事。
And we know that on the battlefield, if the electricity is stopped.Or there's an interference, then it can be a bad situation.
所以这个通讯兵啊，他是拼着自己的命把这条线接上。
So this soldier in this picture sacrificed himself to connect these two open-ended electrical wires.
当他把这个线接上的时候，他自己被打死。
And when he connected these two wires, he himself was electrocuted to death.
后来的人为了纪念这些在战场上为国牺牲的这些兵，所以就画了这么一幅。感动人的话。
And so they, after the war, they drew this picture in as a memorial to these soldiers.
那么这幅画呢，让我们想起主的救恩呢。
And this picture reminds us of the salvation of God.
我们人堕落之后，我们跟神之间这个交通断绝了。
When we have mankind has fallen, our connection with God was cut.
是我们的主牺牲他的性命，死在十字架上，把这个交通又重新接起来了。
And Jesus Christ, using his own life, dying on the cross, he connected this wire that connects us to God.
所以今天我们可以跟神之间可以有畅通的一个交通。
So today we can have a free-flowing, continuous communication with God.
我们不需要再像旧约那样的断断续续、若有若无的这么交通。
We don't have to be like the Old Testament times and have only specific moments where we could communicate with God.
所以今天我们任何时候都可以到神跟前。
Today, at any moment, we can come before God.
你知道在古时候啊。
In the old times,
人神如果不说话的话呢，人就没办法听见他声音。
If God did not speak, then we cannot hear the word of God.
今天呢，
But today,
神即使不说话，你可以到他面前跟他谈话。
But today, even if God doesn't speak to you, you can come before God to talk to Him.
所以这是一个多么宝贵的一件事情呢？
This is such a precious thing.
今天我们可以在圣灵的带领中与父并且与子能够有畅开的交通。
That today in the Spirit we can come before the Father and the Son and have this free-flowing fellowship.
弟兄姊妹们，在约翰一书里面呢，记载这个交通是非常的重要的。
Brothers and sisters, in 1 John, it explains this fellowship as something that is very important.
他告诉我们说呢，我们跟神之间交通只有一个交通。
And it says that the fellowship we have with God is one fellowship.
在达比圣经的翻译里面呢，他用的是一个单数字，这个 fellowship is 是一个单数字。
In the Darby version, as well as many other American translations, it uses a singular word that fellowship is.
这意思是什么呢？
And what is the meaning of it?
就当你与父交通的时候，你就等于跟子交通。
It means that when we have fellowship with the Father, we are also having fellowship with the Son.
当你与子交通的时候，你就是与父交通。
And when we have fellowship with the Son, it is the same thing as having fellowship with the Father.
只有一个交通。
There is just one fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，请我们记得。
Please remember.
我们的神只有一位。
There is only one God.
虽然在他的工作上，他有父子圣灵的这么一个分别。
Even though in his work there is the Father, Son, and the Spirit,
其实神只有一位。
In actuality, God is just one individual.
你在圣灵的带领中与父交通，就是与子交通。
And when you have fellowship with the Father, it is the same thing as having fellowship with the Son.
你与子交通就是与父交通。
And when you have fellowship with the Son, it is the same as having fellowship with the Father.
所以只有一个交通。
There is only one fellowship.
我今天呢，我也发现，在整个基督教里面呢。
And today, in all of Christianity, I've noticed that in our prayers,
我知道有很多人是善心，好像祷告的需要周全一点啊。
And I think that people are trying to be respectful and they to be complete.
就说呢，那跟父祷告祷告，然后跟子祷告祷告，这样。
That we feel like we have to pray to the Father and then also pray to the Son as well.
啊，其实弟兄姊妹们，你祷告父的时候，子就在里面。
But in actuality, when we pray to the Father, it includes the Son.
你祷告子的时候，父就在里面。
And when we pray to the Son, the Father is included.
啊，因为我们常常感觉，哎，跟父讲话，把子忽略掉了，没有。
And sometimes we might feel like, oh, if we're praying to the Father, we have neglected Jesus the Son. And if we only pray to Jesus the Son, we have neglected the Father. Please remember that God is one individual. And when you pray to the Father, it is the same as praying to the Son. And when you pray to the Son, it is the same as praying to the Father. Because fellowship is one. There's no different kinds of fellowship. We thank our God.
那么今天呢，我们把交通的意义呢，有很多时候领会的不够对。
And sometimes today we don't fully understand the meaning of fellowship.
我们要晓得交通不光是言语的问题。
That fellowship is not only an issue of language.
交通是生命的问题。
Fellowship is an issue of life.
啊。交通乃是生命之间的一个流通。
And fellowship is a communication and flowing of life.
我们知道今天啊，像我们中国人啊，比方在台湾来的人呢，喜欢讲这个沟通沟通啊；大陆来的人们喜欢讲交流交流啊。
And so people in Taiwan like to use the word communication, and people in China like to say having conversation.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们晓得，沟通交流都不是交通。
And conversation and communication, neither of them is fellowship.
所以我们基督徒要讲说，我们来交通交通，不要讲来交流交流啊。
So when Christians come together to say we have fellowship, it doesn't mean to just say we have some chit chat.
因为这个交的 ，OK， 哎，这个交通呢，这个交这个沟通呢，这个交流呢，是言语的问题，是思想的问题。
Is communication and conversation is an issue of the mind and of words.
而我们的基督徒的交通呢，是灵的问题，是生命的问题，不一样。
But the fellowship we have with God is an issue of the spirit and of life.
我不要这样讲，弟兄姊妹清楚了吗
？Do you understand what I'm trying to say？
啊，清楚了吗
？Is it clear？
清楚了啊，记得啊。
Please remember this.
所以难怪呢，你在旧约圣经的里面。
So that is why in the Old Testament time,
你几乎找不到交通这个字。
It's very difficult to find this word fellowship.
啊，我试过去找，没有找到。
I tried doing a word search in the Old Testament.
因为在旧约圣经的里面。
In the Old Testament,
主耶稣的救恩还没有完成。
The salvation of God has not been completed.
人的灵是死的。
The spirit of man is dead.
人里面也没有生命。
And there was no real life in man.
所以因此呢，神与人之间只能在外面的讲话。
So the communication we have with God is just an outward hearing of God.
所以在旧约圣经里面没有交通这个字。
So in the Old Testament, this word fellowship doesn't really exist.
所以我们要知道，这是主的救恩所带给我们基督徒一个极大的福分。
So the salvation of God has brought forth such a great blessing to us.
今天我们每个弟兄姊妹拥有主的生命。
Today, every Christian has the life of the Lord in us.
我们里面的灵已经活过来了。
The spirit inside of us has been resurrected.
弟兄姊妹，你知道，当你得救的，你的灵已经活过来了。
We have to know that when we believed in the Lord, our spirit has been resurrected.
你知道你的灵活过来了吗？
Do you know that your spirit has been resurrected?
也许很多基督徒讲说，哎，这个好像还是有一点玄妙啊，它好像是个 mystic 一样的东西。
Some people still think that it's kind of a mystery.
但是我问你一件事情啊。
But let me ask you one thing.
在你没有信主之前。
Prior to believing in the Lord,
人跟你谈到神的时候,
when someone mentioned God to you?
你会不会觉得非常陌生呢？
Did you feel like it was so foreign?
你也抗拒，对不对？
And you maybe you were against it.
但是现代人跟你讲到神呢？
But now when someone mentions God to you,
你会抗拒吗？
Would you be against it?
不会了。
You would not.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
你知道什么事情发生了？
Do you know what has happened in your life?
因为你里面的灵已经活过来了。
Because the spirit inside of you has already been resurrected.
但是很可惜，有很多人只停留在这么一个粗浅的一步。
But unfortunately, many of us have only stay at this superficial.
神让我们的灵活过来。
God has allowed our spirit to be resurrected.
有更大的目的。
For a greater purpose.
是为要叫我们跟他之间能有。
So that we can have fellowship with Him.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
神渴望与你交通
God desires to have fellowship with us.
你愿与神交通吗
Are we willing to fellowship with God?
但是你看见我们的生活里面跟神交通的实在太少了，对不对？
But we see that there is truly a lacking in our fellowship with God.
并且这个交通呢
ButThis fellowship with God.
在约翰一书里面告诉我们
In 1 John tells us.
这是一个直接的交通
This is a direct connection with God.
所以约翰用了一个非常简单的一个方式告诉我们
So John uses a very simple way of explaining this to us.
他说当你和神交通的时候你可以听见他的
So he says that when you have fellowship with God, you can hear him.
你可以看见他的
You can see him.
你甚至呢可以摸到他的
And you can actually touch him.
这告诉我们呢我们今天跟主之间呢我们可以有直接的交通
This means that today we can have a directcommunication with God.
你知道这是每一个基督徒的权利
And this is something that every Christian can do.
我们真是感觉可惜啊。
We feel, it's unfortunate.
这个在整个教会的历史上面。
That in all of church history.
我们知道有很多传统的东西给我们带来了错误的印象。
That there are a lot of, teachings that have brought us away from this.
那么我们一直都感觉说呢，只有教会中啊，那些什么传道人啊、牧师啊，这些什么使徒啊，这些人呢、啊，才能跟神之间呢能够有紧密的交通。
And there's a misconception in church history that only these pastors or reverends or these people have a connection with God.
他们也给别人造成一个感觉，只有他们是跟神交通的，你们呢，这个都是站在外面。
And they themselves have this misconception that they are the only ones that have a connection with God, and everyone else is on the outside.
弟兄姊妹，这是错误的思想。
And brothers and sisters, this is a false understanding of this.
然后我过去的生活里面，很多常常碰见这样的情形。
And in my experiences, I've seen this quite often.
他们就说，哎呀。这件事情呢，找孙弟兄去祷告。
And some people will say, "Oh, this matter, let's give it up to brother son to pray about."
因为他是侍奉神的人，他祷告比较灵啊。
Because he is a servant of God, maybe his prayers are more spiritual.
弟兄姊妹，有这种事吗
？Is this true?
你不是神的儿女吗
？Are you not a child of God?
你是神的儿女，对不对
？You are a child.
你的灵已经活过来了。
Your spirit is already resurrected.
你可以直接到神跟前去祷告。
You can directly go to God to pray.
为什么到今天我们还有感觉一个居间阶级的一个东西，好像靠着别人才能够到神那里去呢
？Why is it that today we still feel like there's a gap and we have to go to someone else in order to come to God?
我们晓得在欧洲那个一千年的黑暗时期里面。
You know that in Europe in the first century,
多少神的儿女们都活在这种错误的光景中。
That many of God's children lived in this, lived with this misconception.
啊，天主教给我们带来了一个错误的一种印象。
And the Catholics have given us this misconception.
你要祷告的时候，你先向玛利亚祷告。
That first, when we pray, we have to pray to Mary.
然后让玛利亚去告诉主耶稣
，and have Mary bring that prayer before God.
然后主耶稣再告诉天父
，bring it before Jesus, and then Jesus will bring it before God the Father.
因为主耶稣很孝顺，很听妈妈的话。
Because their reasoning is that Jesus is very obedient, so he'll listen to his mother.
这是什么道理啊
？What kind of a logic is this?
简直可笑至极，对不对
And this is, it doesn't make sense.
圣经从来没有这样的做法。
The Bible has never explained it in this way.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果有困难，请别人代祷，这不是错误啊。
And if we do have difficulty and we ask others to pray for us, this is not wrong.
因为我们活在教会生活里，我们活在身体的里面。
Because in the church life and the body life of Christ,
我们需要别人的代祷。
We do need the prayers of brothers and sisters.
但是我们不能有个感觉说谁的祷告是比较灵，谁的不灵。
But we can't have this feeling that someone else's prayers are more spiritual than mine.
或者我应该讲的更准确一点，你里面的灵是活的，你跟神之间是有已经有通路的。
And I should say it in this way, that your life has already been resurrected in God, and so you have a direct communication with God.
就好像我们今天呢，有很多人呢，这个不懂得电影开头初初拿到这个 cell phone 的时候啊，我们里面很怀疑啊。
It's kind of like today, if we're unfamiliar with technology and we hold a cell phone.
人家给你个 cell phone, 你可以直接打，你说可以吗？这个可以吗？
And you can make a direct call and you question, well, can I really do it?
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天灵里面活了，你跟神之间有一个直接的通道。
Today, our spirit is alive and we have a direct communication with God.
你不需要这个好像透过别人的 cell phone 再来打电话，不需要。
And you don't have to go through someone else's cell phone to make a call.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
交通是我们的主在十字架上付上重大代价，在他的救恩中所完成的第一步。
And fellowship is the one thing, the first important point that God has achieved in His salvation.
同时在约翰一书里面
Also in 1 John
我们知道约翰一书全卷圣经都是讲生命的经历
We know that the Bible this whole book of John speaks of life
你看约翰一书第一章讲的什么东西啊
In 1 John chapter 1 what does it speak of?
就是讲交通
It speaks of fellowship
全章圣经的重点就在交通
And the importance of this entire chapter is on fellowship.
所以这就告诉我们，在我们基督徒属灵的经历里面，第一步重要的经历就是交通。
And the first most important step in our spiritual experience is fellowship.
所以你跟神之间如果不能交通，
So if we are not able to have fellowship with God,
或者没有交通，
or if there is no fellowship with God,
那么你的生命的经历一定会是很贫穷的。
And your spiritual life will be very pitiful and poor.
那么你的生命的那个光景定会是暗淡软弱的。
And the condition of your spiritual life will be in weakness.
我们只能与神有交通，我们的生命活才会越来越美好。
Only when we have this connection with the Lord can our life be abundant.
所以约翰告诉圣徒们说啊。
So John tells his disciples,
我把这个好消息告诉你们啊。
He tells the disciples, I have this good news.
是的，在初期的教会里面。
We know that in the early church.
因为他们还没有新约圣经呢。
Because they don't have the New Testament Bible yet.
很多基督徒都不懂得这个交通的宝贵。
And people didn't understand the true value of fellowship.
那么开头说只有这些门徒这些使徒们他们懂得与神之间的交通
In the beginning only the apostles had this understanding of what fellowship is
而我们晓得神不是光把这个交通给使徒们而已的
And God did not give this gift of fellowship only to the apostles
所以约翰说我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督彼此相交的
And so he says that we can have fellowship with the Father and the Son
现在我要把这个消息告诉你们
And I want to give you this news
你要知道所有神的儿女们都可以和神有交通的
That every child of God can have fellowship with him
现在你知道了这个好消息了
And once we know this good news
如果你真知道了
If you truly accept this, know this,
你的心里面充满着何等样的喜乐呢?
Your heart should be filled with joy.
所以弟兄姊妹们，一个基督徒如果跟神之间这个交通有恢复，
So if there's a restoration of our communication with God,
按理讲在今天世界中你不需要怕任何东西的。
In today's life, we don't need to fear anything.
你也不需要怕到哪里在哪里。
And we don't need to fear going anywhere.
你也不需要怕你在什么样的一种困苦的经历里面。
And we don't need to fear the circumstances around us.
你只要能跟神有这个交通。
As long as we have this communication with God.
你的喜乐就满足了你知道吗
?Our joy will be made complete.
我们今天呢不大懂得这些事情。
And today we don't quite understand this.
或者呢我们知道一点但是我们跟主之间交通还是不够。
Or maybe we know a little bit about this, but our fellowship with God is still lacking.
容许我再讲一点自己的经历啊。
And allow me to give my own experiences.
1984, 我去新加坡。
In 1984, I went to go visit Singapore.
他们安排特别聚会。
And they had arranged a special meeting.
那个时候我很年轻啊。
I was young at that time.
经验也不是很够，所以心里很害怕。
I didn't have a lot of experiences, so I was very fearful.
觉得压力很大。
I had a lot of pressure.
所以我就在家里面拼命的准备。
So I was made a lot of preparations.
我准备了很多，整天都很紧张。
And as I was preparing, I was very anxious and nervous.
那么呢，弟兄姊妹们，我懂得祷告。
And I understood prayer.
我懂得仰望主。
I knew that we had to rely on the Lord.
但是我的感觉只活在我自己里面。
But that feeling was only within me.
这个里面没有通啊。
There was no connection.
所以很，里面一直感觉压力很大。
So there was a lot of pressure on me.
那么我去这个新加坡之前，我先路过台湾。
And when I went to Singapore, I passed through Taiwan.
去看一位年长的姊妹。
And I went to go visit an elderly sister.
跟我在一起一同的祷告。
And she had some prayer with me.
感谢主啊。
Thank God.
就在这个祷告的里面。
That in this prayer.
哇，我感觉我的灵通了。
I felt that my spirit was connected with God.
感觉灵通了。
I felt that I was connected with God.
我再上飞机的时候啊。
So when I got on the second flight.
就像约翰所讲的，喜乐充足。
Where John speaks that our joy has been made complete.
我还没看见那帮弟兄姊妹，还没进入那个聚会里面，就喜乐充足。
I haven't even seen the brothers and sisters in Singapore. I haven't entered the meeting yet, but my joy was made complete.
你们认识我，晓得我不是一个很喜欢讲话的人。
If those of you know me, I don't like to speak.
对那些喜欢讲话的人来讲，他那个喜乐是有原因的。对我这个不喜欢讲话的人，这个要喜乐不大容易。
I don't like to talk very much, so it was difficult for me to find joy in it.
但是我确实经历在灵里面与主相通的这个快乐。
But I found joy in this communication, this connection with God.
我跟你们讲过，我去到那里啊，那帮弟兄姊妹一看，哟，来了这么个年轻人呢。
When I got off the airplane, the brothers and sisters in Singapore saw, oh, this is such a young man.
那一个负责弟兄啊，心地非常好，善良的。
There was a brother there who was very kind.
他因为负责接待我，他整天看着我。
And he was in charge of hosting me, so he would look at me all day long.
他这个年轻人行吗？行不行啊？
And he would always question, can this young man, can he do it?
看我整天很喜乐。
He saw that I was always joyful.
所以有一天呢，他拿了一些 tape 给我听。
So one day he brought some cassette tapes for me to listen to.
这是有一个人讲的道非常好，你要不要听一听啊？
He said, these are tapes of a really good message. Do you want to listen to it?
我就知道他担心我了。
And I knew that he didn't have confidence in me.
他想帮助我。
He wanted to help me.
那我说弟兄不需要了。
And I said, brother, I don't need it.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
你只要里面能跟主相通，
as long as you have this connection with God,
你能够有这个交通，
if you are able to have this fellowship,
你的人生里面就不需要有任何多的忧虑，你知道吗？
And you don't have to have any other worries.
你知道这个与神交通带来的喜乐和满足吗？
This fellowship brings forth joy.
因为那些使徒们是活在这样光景中的。
And the apostles lived in this sort of a condition.
所以他们被打了，爬起来就很喜乐。你看。
So when they were physically beat, they got up with joy.
他们关在监牢里面了，可以写作你们应当喜乐。
And when they were locked in prison, they said you should have joy.
因为他们里面跟神之间是有交通的，你知道吗？
Because they had a connection and fellowship with God.
这个灵里面是通的。
The Spirit was free-flowing.
这是我们基督徒生活的秘诀。
And this is the secret to our Christian life.
所以你要知道交通是多么宝贵的一件事。
So we have to understand how precious fellowship is.
约翰不仅告诉我们这个交通可以带来极大的喜乐。
And John not only tells us that our joy, this will bring forth great joy.
并且交通是在光中。
But this fellowship is in light.
因为神是光。
Because God is light.
所以你不能在黑暗中跟神来交通。
Because we cannot come to the Lord in darkness.
那么你如果今天能跟神之间有交通。
Today, if you have fellowship with God.
证明你活在光中。
It testifies that you are living in the light.
感谢神
and we thank God
神为我们实在是有丰富的预备
that God has given us an abundant preparation
他怜悯我们
He has forgiven us
他知道我们很容易犯错
He knows that we fail Him
我们常常会沾染这些污秽里面就黑暗了对不对
and many times we exist in darkness
约翰告诉我们不要害怕
John says do not fear
他说如果有这样的情形
He says if you are in this situation
你也不需要隐瞒你不需要 hide yourself
Oh, you don't need to hide from this
你也不要装着说好像没事
And don't pretend like.
如果这样的话呢，你变成说谎的了。
Don't pretend like you have no sin because you make him a liar.
你最好向神很坦然的。
And you should be very honest.
你承认你的罪。
You confess your sin.
他说在这里有一个保护。
And here there is a protection.
什么保护呢
？And what is this protection?
就是耶稣基督的血。
This protection is the blood of Jesus Christ.
主的血可以把你洗得干净。
The blood of Jesus Christ can wash us clean.
让你活在光中。
And we can live in light.
让你跟神之间可以有畅快的交通。
And we can have this free-flowing fellowship.
所以主的血也为我们和神之间的交通做了一个保护。
So the blood of Jesus has also protected this fellowship that we have.
多么的宝贵啊！
How precious this is.
神呢、啊、老实讲神就怕我们不与他交通弟兄姊妹们。
God is always fearful that we will not have fellowship with him.
所以神在交通的事上给我们预备的恩典是非常的丰富的。
So regarding fellowship, God has made an abundant preparation for us.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our God.
主的血保证了这个交通的通畅。
The blood of Jesus testifies testifies of the free-flowing connection we have with him.
所以你看在约翰一书的里面
So in 1 John,
使徒约翰在晚年的时候告诉我们
John in his latter years,
在基督徒属灵生命的经历里面
that in the experiences of a Christian's life,
第一步重要的经历
the first most important point,
就是与神要有交通
is that we need to have fellowship with God.
那么弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们要问一问自己
we have to ask ourselves,
主已经救赎我们
God has already saved us.
恩典已经在我们身上
His blessing is already upon us.
我们与神有交通吗
Do we have fellowship with him?
你在天天的生活中与神有交通吗
In our daily life, do we have fellowship with him?
如果你是一个活在交通里的人
If you live in fellowship,
你不仅喜乐充满光明
You are not only filled with joy and living in light,
并且你是一个最安息的人
but you are full of peace.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
这个交通带来的福气是何等的大
The blessings that this fellowship brings forth is great.
我再说
I'll say again.
我们跟神之间的交通
The fellowship that we have with God.
我们就不断地从他得生命
We continuously gain from his life.
太宝贵
Too precious.
当然弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
我们知道神不仅喜欢我们与他有交通。
We know that God desires for us to have fellowship with Him.
神也喜欢我们彼此之间有交通。
He also desires that we have fellowship with each other.
这个在基督的身体里面来讲的话，这个交通是非常重要的一件事情。
And in the body of Christ, this fellowship is extremely important.
啊，我们晓得我们人身体里面有一个血液的一个系统，对不对
？And in our human body, we have a vascular system.
啊，我们身体里面有大血管、中血管、小血管、微血管啊。
And we have different sizes of arteries and vessels, blood vessels.
因为我不是学医的，我不晓得我讲这个话是不是很外行。
I'm not trained in medicine, so I don't know if this is this makes sense.
yeah. 那么，我想弟兄姊妹能懂我的意思啊。
I think you understand what I'm trying to say.
一个人的身体要健康。
If you are to be healthy,
你的血液必须流通的，对不对
？The blood in your body needs to flow freely.
哇，这个血液必须是在血管里面非常畅通的。
And the blood in the vessels need to flow freely.
只要有一个小小的血管呢，哪天阻塞住了。
If there is a small blood vessel that is clogged,
我们知道就要造成很大的一个难处了。
We know that this will result in big severe complications.
我记得有一次我就是这样啊。
I remember one time.
那么我走路的时候呢，平常你看我们这样走路，你前后走都没有问题，对不对？
Normally when you're walking and moving, you don't have any difficulties.
哎，那天忽然发现一件事情呢。
That one day I realized something.
我这个腿出去了。
I noticed that my left foot went forward.
这个腿就不跟上来了。
But my right leg did not follow.
我怎么用力它也不跟上来。
No matter how much effort I tried, it didn't come.
发生什么事情了。
And I didn't know what happened.
后来我问一个医生呢。
And I asked a doctor.
哇，医生的脸非常严肃。
And the doctor's face turned very serious.
他说你可能里面血管阻塞了。
And he said, possibly you have a clogged blood vessel.
我从来没想到这件事情。
I never thought of this.
你天天走路，你会想到这个血管阻塞事情吗？
On a daily basis, when you're walking, do you think of clogged blood vessels?
你要知道，只要有一个小小的血管一阻塞，你这个腿就不能动了。
Did you know that when you have one small blood vessel that is clogged, you can't move your body freely?
今天我们在基督的身体里面。
And today in the body of Christ.
不管你怎么谦卑，你说哎呀，我是个微血管，也没关系。
No matter how humble you are, and if you say that, oh, I'm just but a small blood vessel.
但是你这个微血管一不通啊，我这个手指头就动不了了。
But if you being that small blood vessel, if you don't flow, allow the blood to flow, then that finger may not move.
用我们现在话就是交不通了，对不对？
And in these, using the, these words, we have lost fellowship.
所以在基督徒中间，不交通、交不通都是很大的问题。
And in our Christian life, if we cannot have fellowship, this is a problem.
啊，我们要整个教会这个身体的光景能够保持健全，保持它的能力。
And the condition and health of the body of Christ.
必须让主的生命在我们每个肢体里面是流通的。
We need to allow the life of the Lord to flow in each of us.
所以这个就是今天呢，主给我们看见这个交通的这个重要。
And today we can see the importance of fellowship.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
我们不仅要天天活在与神的交通里面。
Today we not only need to daily live in the fellowship of God.
啊，我们跟神之间一定要通。
We have to have this open, free-flowing communication with God.
我们要知道，我们有很多的难处、问题，就是因为里面不通。
And many times when we have all these difficulties in life, it possibly means that we don't have a communication with God.
对一个在灵里面与神完全相通的人是没有难处的。
One who has this free-flowing communication with God will not have difficulties.
那么这个在教会历史上，我们在圣经里面看见太多这样的例子。
And we've seen too many examples in history.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，你一定要与神有交通。
So we must have fellowship with God.
你要学会在你的生活中天天与神有交通。
And in our daily life, we need to have fellowship with Him.
我在说，神已经把这个交通的路整个打通了。
And God has completely cleared the pathway for fellowship.
你任何时候都可以来到神的跟前。
At any moment, we can come before God.
这个呢，我在说，比你那个 cell phone 还要方便。
And this is even more convenient than a cell phone.
我的儿子好心呢，给我买个什么 iPhone 什么 4 的，我一直呢都觉得是个累赘。
My older son bought me a cell phone, and I always felt like this was a burden.
我不叫他是 cell phone, 我叫他铁块，身上带个铁块，他重得不得了。
I don't call it a cell phone, I call it a chunk of metal in my pocket.
哎呀，真是觉得这个很麻烦。
I feel like it's very burdensome to carry it around.
但是神今天把这个交通给你。
But today, God has given us fellowship.
多么方便的事情啊！
How convenient is this?
一点都不是累赘，对不对？
And this is not burdensome at all.
啊，你走路可以跟神交通。
As you're walking, you can have fellowship with him.
你躺在床上可以交通。
Laying on the bed, you can fellowship with him.
你开着车可以交通。
You can fellowship with him while driving.
你做事情做也可以跟神交通。
Even while you're doing chores, you can fellowship with him.
我们在服侍的时候可以跟神交通。
In our service, we can fellowship with him.
甚至这个炒菜，这个做饭带儿女都可以交通。
Even as you're carrying out the duties in the house, you can have fellowship with him.
我们不是有时候很有名的诗歌吗？弟兄姊妹，你都会唱的。
Do you remember that famous hymn?
是啊，那首诗歌说，I need thee every hour 那首歌，对不对？
Hymn I need thee every hour.
啊，这是一个家庭主妇的这个诗歌。
This is a very Christian household song.
啊，我在
famous song.
哎，我在跟你讲，是一个 housewife 写的。
It was written by a housewife.
啊，那个因为呢，有时候我们弟兄姊妹啊，那个结了婚之后呢，这个有姊妹们好像就整天要顾家了，对不对？
So we know that when you are married, the wife has to take care of all the household chores.
啊，这个姊妹呢，每天早上起来弄丈夫、孩儿女吃饭，弄完了早就起整洁家庭、洗碗、扫地。
The wife has to prepare the meals and take care of the kids, clean the house, and.
所以有一天呢，她这个做，心里忽然难过起来了。
And one day, as she was carrying out all these duties, she became sad.
她说：“主啊，我这一辈子就只做这个事情了。”
And she said to God, "God, is my whole existence for this purpose?"
啊，越想越难过，流泪。
And as she thought about it more, she got more sad and had tears.
就在主面前呢，这个好像心里面觉得很不平。
And she felt very not at peace in her heart.
主啊。
But thank God.
就在这个时候啊。
At that very moment.
忽然，她的灵与神的灵通了。
At that very moment, she had this connection in the spirit with God.
这首诗歌就从她里面浮现出来了。
And this hymn was in her heart.
她就立刻拿起笔来把这个诗歌写下。
And she immediately took out a pen and wrote out this hymn.
这首诗歌成为千千万万弟兄姊妹们的帮助啊。
And this hymn has helped thousands of Christians.
啊，连我们弟兄们呢都得帮助。
And many of the brothers and sisters have been helped by this. And I sing this hymn often.
我需你，主我需你，你看多好啊！
And what a wonderful hymn this is.
每时刻我需你。
Every hour I need thee.
哎呀，你这一唱，这个灵里面跟神之间通了。
And once you sing this, your spirit is connected with God.
所以从那天开始起。
So from that day forth,
我们姊妹的环境没有改变。
Our sister, her circumstances did not change.
但她里面改变了。
But inside, she changed.
啊，她再扫地很快乐。
When she was sweeping the floors, she did it with joy.
洗碗也很快乐。
She washed the dishes with joy.
服侍丈夫孩子也很快乐。
And as she served the husband and her children, she did it with joy.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个灵里面的相通啊，这个交通啊，给我们带来的福气，是我们没有办法。用言语来讲完。
The blessings that this connection with God brings forth cannot be used. We can't use words to describe this.
我希望所有的弟兄姊妹。
I hope that all brothers and sisters.
你都能珍惜主在他救恩中所带给我们的这个福气。
I hope that we can know the reality of the blessings that God has brought forth.
我们不仅我们跟神之间天天维持这个交通
We not only daily have this fellowship with God
我们要欢喜怎么样跟我们的弟兄姊妹之间有交通
But we also need to enjoy having fellowship with our brothers and sisters
啊，我们从主领受了丰富了
We have gained blessings from the Lord
我们分享给我们的弟兄姊妹啊
We need to share that with our brothers and sisters
啊，我再说这是一个生命上的一个交流，一个供应。
I'll say again, this is an issue of life.
啊，那么也有好多弟兄姊妹说，哎呀，好像呢，参加这个交通聚会就是要讲话。
And some people will say, well, if I attend this fellowship meeting, that means I have to speak.
我的个性不喜欢讲话，这个，等等，坐在那里啊，这个。大家都不讲话，那弟兄又会指挥说：“哎，请你交通点，请你交通点。”我就很紧张。
And I feel like if I come and no one speaks, then the leading brothers will Well, call me by name and say, why don't you say something?
今天早晨我要把它说清楚。
But I want to say this clearly this morning.
当弟兄姊妹来参加这个交通聚会的时候。
When brothers and sisters, when we attend this fellowship meeting.
第一个。
The first point.
你有愿意参加这个交通的这个心。
We have to have the willingness and the desire to attend.
就表示你跟其他弟兄姊妹愿意在生命中彼此有交通。
This means that you are willing to have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
我再说，你可以不说话。
And I'll say this, you don't have to speak.
你只要参与。
You just need to attend.
你的心愿是主纪念的。
Your desires, God will notice.
你没有拒绝交通。
You did not refuse fellowship.
你愿意交通。
You're willing to have fellowship.
你就坐在那里，也就是交通。
Even if you sit there and you don't speak, that is fellowship.
那么你们其他各分组的分组长要记得啊。
And those fellowship leaders need to remember.
不要勉强人说话。
We cannot force people to share.
你这样制造紧张那不行。
And you know that it stirs up anxiety, so we can't do this.
那么呢，我们在坐在一起的时候。
So when we sit in a circle.
我们要给圣灵有更多的自由。
We need to give the Holy Spirit more freedom. So I hope that brothers and sisters, I hope that we first of all are willing to have fellowship.
那么好，那么我们在交通聚会里面呢，我们有一些需要注意的事情。
And within our fellowship meeting, there are some things we need to pay attention to.
我再说，交通是灵和生命的问题。
I'll say again, fellowship is an issue of spirit and of life.
所以交通聚会最好不要讲道。
And when we are in the fellowship meeting, we don't want to preach.
你不要平常呢，就是好像满肚子道啊，没地方讲。那么交通聚会来了，机会来了就拼命讲，不需要啊，不需要讲道。
And the fellowship meeting is not a venue for preaching.
交通聚会也不是来教训人的。
And you're not here to discipline or to teach someone.
请我们记得，交通聚会是供应生命。
The fellowship meeting is.To supply life.
你坐在那里，也许你不讲话。
Even though you're sitting there, and maybe you don't speak.
你祷告。
You pray.
你跟神有交通。
You have a fellowship with God.
你使这个交通的灵流畅。
And you allow the freedom of the Spirit to move.
就是供应生命。
Then you are supplying life.
那么你如果要讲话的人。
And if you do want to speak.
你心里面也要有感觉，你是来供应生命的。
You have to have a desire in your heart that I am here to supply life.
你要能够把生命供应出去。
That we need to speak life.
我们讲述我们个人在主里的经历。
We speak of our own personal experiences in the Lord.
我们有时候也许听到我们听到了感动的事情。
And sometimes we listen to a message and it touches our heart.
有时候我们自己读圣经，我们读出的灵感。
And maybe in your own Bible reading, a point touches you.
或者在生活中，
or
经历
，or you experience something in life.
这些都是可以给我们作为彼此交通的一个内容。
These are all things that we can bring forth in fellowship.
最好的是什么呢
？The best is
在腓立比书第二章第一节里面这样的话。
In Philippians 2:1,
我们知道腓立比书第二章第一节到第四节。保罗讲到的是教会生活。
We know that in Philippians, it speaks of the church life.
他这里有句话说呢，在圣灵里有什么交通？是在圣灵里的交通。
And here it mentions fellowship in the Spirit.
那么这个意思是说什么呢
？And what does this mean?
就是你要顺着膏油来交通。
You need to fellowship according to the anointing of the Spirit.
今天你蒙恩得救了。
Today we are saved.
神的灵在你的里面。
The Spirit of God is within
每一个人的里面都有膏油的。
Everyone has the anointing of the Spirit.
你要顺着膏油来说话。
And we need to speak according to the anointing of the Spirit.
有很多人讲说啊，这一顺着膏油就恐怕没人讲话。
And some people will say, well, if we all wait for the leading of the Spirit, then maybe no one will speak.
不会的。
And this is not true.
如果真正顺服膏油，
if you honestly follow the anointing of the Spirit,
我们不仅会说话，并且能说对的话。
Not only will we know what to say, but we'll say it correctly.
最近这段日子啊，我跟弟兄姊妹们多次提到关于膏油的问题。
And I've been speaking on this issue, this topic of the holy anointing.
弟兄姊妹们，在我们基督徒的生活里。
Brothers and sisters, in our Christian life,
这个顺服膏油，这实在是非常重要的一件事情。
Following the leading of the Holy Spirit is such an important thing.
认真讲，我们是不会服侍主，我们也不知道怎么过基督徒的生活。
And honestly speaking, we don't know how to live a good Christian life and how to serve.
如果你会顺服膏油，
if you know how to follow the leading of the Spirit,
你很自然的就知道怎么侍奉主。
Naturally, you will know how to serve.
你也能知道怎么样的过基督徒的生活。
And you will naturally know how to live a Christian life.
所以这是很重要的一件事情。
This is a very important thing.
所以在交通的事上，
so regarding fellowship,
我们需要顺服里面的膏油。
We need to follow the leading of the Spirit.
那么弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
我刚刚讲了约翰一书，
in 1 John,
这卷书是讲到生命经历的一卷书。
This book speaks of the experiences of life.
其实呢，它也是讲到生命成长的一卷书。
And in on it also speaks of the growth of life.
所以如果你要你的属灵生命能成长的美好，
so if you want your spiritual life to grow well,
那么第一件重要事情，你需要活在交通里面。
The first most important thing is you need to live in fellowship.
所以这个交通是使我们属灵生命能够成长的一条重要的路。
And this fellowship is an important pathway to the growth of life.
所以我们需要靠主的恩典。
So we need to rely on the Lord, Lord's grace.
明白神今天在我们身上的一些的祝福。
We need to understand the blessings of the Lord.
应当知道主的心意。
We need to know the heart of God.
所以这个交通是非常重要的一件事情。
So fellowship is an extremely important thing.
我相信今天早晨弟兄姊妹们在主的话语里面，我们对交通的意义，我们都应该明白了。
And I hope that after this morning, we will all have a good understanding of the meaning of fellowship.
但是我再说，
but I'll say again,
这个是实行的真理。
This is a practical truth.
这不能光把它当作道理来讲。
We can't take this as a teaching.
求主用他的恩典托住我们。
May the Lord give us His grace.
然后每个弟兄姊妹里面。都感激主救恩所带给我们的祝福。
That every brother and sister will be in stimulated by the blessings that God has brought.
从现在开始起。
So from now on,
在我们的生活里要多多的与神有交通。
In our daily life, we need to have more fellowship with God.
然后我们也活在教会里，活在基督的身体里。与弟兄姊妹多多的有交通。
And as we live in the body of Christ in the church life, we need to have more fellowship.
好吧，我们请大家一同起立。
Can we all stand?
我们在主面前呢，一同有点祷告。
And we'll all have some prayer before the Lord.
每个弟兄姊妹都开口一点祷告。
We'll have every brother and sister open up and pray.
我们就在这一点时间当中。
And at this moment,
让我们从灵里面与我们的神有交通。
May we have fellowship with our God.
我们求主带领我们在教会中能有畅通的交通的聚会。
That the Lord would bring forth free-flowing fellowship in our meetings.
我们同声开口在主面前祷告。
May we all pray together.
主，我们感谢你，你的恩典在我们身上是何等的丰富。主啊，我们求你开我们的眼睛，叫我们知道你救恩的宝贵。我们实在承认我们对你有诸多的亏欠。主啊，我们除了相信你，我们在真理的认识上并不周全。所以求你用你的话在这里来指引我们，引我们走在生命的路上，带领我们知道如何活在与你的交通当中。主啊，保守每一位弟兄姊妹在灵里面与主之间的关系都是畅通的，所以保守整个教会生活里面肢体与肢体之间的关系也是畅通的。我们早晨在这里同心把敬拜感谢都归给你，谢谢你垂听我们祷告，靠耶稣基督宝贵的。主，早晨我们一同侍立在你的跟前。
Lord, this morning we prostrate ourselves before you.
我们从深处把我们的感谢归给你。
From the depths of our being, we give you our thanks.
因为你已经把何等大的救恩赐给了我们。
Because you have given us such a great salvation.
从前我们是死在过犯中的。
We were once living in death and sin.
我们的灵是死的。
where our spirit was dead.
我们与神之间是隔绝的。
We had, we did not have communication with God.
但是感谢你。
But we thank you.
你的救恩。
Your salvation
使我们的灵又活过来了
allowed our spirit to be resurrected,
让我们跟神之间能够恢复交通
and it restored our fellowship with God.
主啊，我们要求你让我们认识交通的宝贵
Lord, we plead that you would allow us to understand the preciousness of fellowship.
今天我们在世界中都有苦难
In this world, there are difficulties,
都有艰难
and there are sufferings.
但是我们知道
But we know,
只要我们在邻里与你有交通
that as long as we have fellowship with you,
这些难处就不成为难处
these difficulties will no longer be difficult.
所以求你让我们知道这个交通的宝贵
So may you allow us to know how precious fellowship is.
我们知道你何等愿意与我们有交通
We know that you desire to have fellowship with us.
愿你使我们愿意与你有交通
May we also desire to have fellowship with you.
好叫我们把生活中的每一件事情都连于你的自己
That in our everyday life situation, may we give it up to you.
好叫你那复活的生命天天供应我们
So that that resurrected life within us would supply us.
扶持我们
Would strengthen us.
主啊，不仅叫我们欢喜与你有交通。
Not only would we have a desire to joyfully have fellowship with you.
我们在你的身体里面。
But in your body.
我们也欢喜和其他的肢体有交通。
That we would have desire to have fellowship with other members.
愿你的身体在地上。
May your body in this world.
是一个生命流通的地方。
Be a free-flowing place of life.
不让我们拦阻了你的作为。
Do not allow us to interfere with your work.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
今天早晨，你再一次把我们带到你话语的跟前。
This morning, you've brought us before your words again.
你也让我们从你的话中知道你在救恩中为我们成就了何等的大事。
And may we, through your words, see once again the great work of your salvation.
我们从深处把感谢归给你。
And once again, from the depths of our being, we give you our thanks.
愿你因着我们每一个圣徒得荣耀。
May allow each one of us to glorify you.
也因着整个教会的生活你得荣耀。
And may your church receive the glory.
我们谢谢你早晨与我们同在。
Thank you for being with us this morning.
垂听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.